Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
Gaga is your artist of the day. I was just looking over this sheet here at Bogey's Windy City Pub. Happy hour just started, ladies and gentlemen.
Happy, happy.
$4.99 appetizers. Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking to make this a topic. This is a public service announcement. There was a road rage beating this week that has left a 68-year-old man with very, very serious injuries, and I was reading this last night. So they're on a highway, Scott, and
is this local or
it's St. Louis-ish, okay. As I recall.
Okay,
they're on a highway. He and his wife, and this younger man, 37-year-old Bradley Jordan, is accused of crashing his vehicle into their car. That's not good.
No,
there were several different options in front of them at that point. You could call 911. You could pull over. They chose to follow the man's car. And the wife was driving and followed the guy who hit them and then kept driving. And the 37-year-old pulled his car into the parking lot of a business and then came up to their car, dragged the man out, and beat him to a pulp.
Wait, I'm a little confused. Who hit whom?
37-year-old hits their car.
Hits their car, okay.
68-year-olds are in their, you know, Buick or whatever, and decide we're going to follow a lunatic who just hit our car and then drove off. And I'm reading this story and I'm thinking, why would you follow that car? I always assume that you're going to shoot me and you're crazy. I don't care who you are. Mm-hmm. I assume you're going to shoot me and you're crazy.
Right.
They followed this man. Sure enough, he was crazy. He gets out of his car, and I mean, when I say beats this man, Scott...
Well, he's seriously injured.
I mean,
yeah,
about the face in ways that I won't get into graphically.
Did you say the woman, though, the wife was driving?
The wife...
So he pulls the husband out from the passenger side.
Yes.
Presumably.
And the public service announcement is, do not ever follow that car.
Yeah, I've never understood that.
You get the license plate. If they were following the car, it mm-hmm. goes to... reason that you could see the license plate and you would at least know, okay, we can turn this into insurance.
Yeah.
Guy just hit our car.
Yep.
I cannot tell you how many conversations I've had with this, about this with my son. That when something happens in traffic, I think for a lot of people, your gut reaction is, I'm going to get them, or I'm going to, you know.
I'm going to show them who's boss.
He's not going to drive off for me. When in reality, your insurance is going to take care of that damage anyway.
That's
get
right.
the license plate. Let police
That's
handle
right.
it. Don't follow the crazy person because they're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
If they weren't crazy, they wouldn't have hit your car and then drove off.
The damage is done.
Damage is done.
What are you going to do? Exchange insurance cards?
I'm telling you right now, if you have a teen boy, tell him that story. Because I think the younger drivers, and in this case, she was 68. But I feel like if you're like between 18 and 25... that's the set that I worry about. That, like, oh, I'm going to take off and chase that
guy. Yeah, but I wonder, Dana, if, like, the older couple, the 68-year-old couple, you know, they're from a different generation where this kind of behavior.
Like, can you believe that guy just hit us and he's driving off?
He's driving off. We better go catch up and get his insurance card. I mean, what's going on?
Because, of course, he's going to be responsible and have insurance. He probably didn't even have insurance.
Well. But the last thing they're thinking is, let's follow this guy so he can beat you up, honey. We'll catch up with him in just a second.
I'm quoting here from the wife. He mutilated my husband's face. And I am so thankful that he appears to, you know, going to be okay.
By mutilate, what are you talking about?
I think this man took his fists repeatedly to this man's face. Mm. And spit in the face of a corrections officer while being booked into jail just for good measure.
So he's stable.
Yeah, super stable guy.
Yeah.
Just remind your kids, don't ever, ever, ever follow the car.
Well, I would take it a step further. Don't just remind your kids, remind your wife, remind your husband, remind your parents.
Yeah.
Because these are obviously parents and probably grandparents.
Well, and I'm trying to think of my mom and dad, okay?
Yeah.
At that age, would my mom and dad take off after this car? And God, I hope the answer is no.
Here's what I would envision, knowing your parents as well as I do. If they were hit from behind by somebody, Big Juicy would scream, "You go get him!" And Craig,
God,
who is the more tempered of the two,
even keel,
would just say, "Big Juicy,
we're going to jot down that license plate.
You jot down that license plate, and we're leaving this even."
Yeah.
Craig has a foot in the realm of sanity. Your mother does not. And I love your mother.
Hey,
I love your mom.
I will give you that all day long.
Can you believe it? You better go get him. That is what your mother would say.
How dare you?
And Craig would just Craig, because he has a foot, not a foot.
Yes.
Both of his feet are planted
firmly
in reality.
Firmly.
And he would say, "Big Juicy, you just write that number down."
Yeah, just write it down. We're going to let the law handle this.
We're going to get him.
As the law should.
Mm-hmm. Update here on a story we brought you earlier this week. KDOT has decided to drop its lawsuit against the mother, who was involved in an accident, and two of her children died
in
the accident.
And then KDOT sued
for road repairs
the family for the $116,000 in. And it wasn't just road repair.
It was a highway barrier.
It was a highway barrier repair that the mom didn't even strike. It was a semi that struck it. Did you hear, Scott, that not only were the families of those two children who died sued, the lawsuit was served on the 2-year anniversary of those little girls' deaths.
Oh.
For extra measure. Just to make sure we're rubbing salt in the wound here.
We're going to celebrate.
We're going to drop the lawsuit on you on the 2-year anniversary of those girls' deaths.
And did you see, this story goes on to say that a younger boy in the car lost his leg. I didn't know about that when we first talked about it this week.
It was a violent wreck. So KDOT last night, and I love it, Channel 9 did this story. KDOT last night apparently came out and told, I think it was William Joy over at Channel 9, in an email that the families are going to be removed from the lawsuit.
Oh.
And so, like any reporter, he wrote back and said, "Well, is this because of the story in the Kansas City Star? Like, can you expand? Why was this decision made?" Reply, "We will have no further comment."
Well.
So thank you to the Kansas City Star for shedding light on that, which allowed us to blow our lids on Wednesday about it, which I'm hoping all the other media picked it up. Everyone's talking about it. I tweeted KDOT and said, "Shame on you. What the hell are you thinking?" And I was one of probably, 10,000 people who did that.
Listen,
and they have reversed course, and they have removed the parents from the lawsuit.
I'm not poo-pooing $116,000. That's a lot of money.
I am.
But I know. What I am poo-pooing is the decision by KDOT. I mean, who at KDOT thought this was a good idea?
On the anniversary of the deaths of those two little girls.
Is there no one there who works in PR or whatever who just says, this might be a bad idea? I'm just spitballing here. I'm just throwing it up in the wind to see what comes back. this might not be the best move we make, to sue a mom who lost her two kids in a wreck for $116,000.
For a barrier she didn't hit.
For a barrier she didn't hit, and probably $116,000 she doesn't have. You know why? Because she had to bury her kids.
Yeah, it's they're going to teach that one in PR classes moving
forward. For a long time.
For a long time.
Hey, we're at Bogey's Windy City Pub in South Leawood, 133rd and State Line. Happy hour has officially started this hour. $4.99 appetizers, if you wish. We're going to do Festivus Friday coming up at 5 o'clock. It is brought to you by Michelob Ultra here on KMBZ.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that
bring
the trauma.
Windy City Pub, South Leawood. Story here from CNN. Season 3 of American Idol on ABC has just started. We watched that the other night. It's actually really good. But already there is drama. In an exclusive clip People Magazine posted to its website, Judge Katy Perry falls to the ground after a gas leak forces the evacuation of the show's auditions. In the clip, all appears to be going fine when a smell becomes noticeable. Do you guys smell gas? Perry asks. It's pretty intense. Judge Luke Bryan
notes. I say
notes,
that every day in the studio next to you.
I have a flatulence problem.
Keep reading, sorry.
There's some rich digs this week,
intense.
Dana.
Keep going, sorry.
That's what vegetables and potatoes do for me. Mm-hmm. I have a slight headache from it. Oh, it's bad. It's really bad. And then there's a big scramble, and once outside, Perry appears to be overcome by the fumes and apparently collapses.
And passes out.
Mm-hmm.
So I completely forgot to tell you, I think. We talk so much, I don't remember what I tell you and what I don't tell you. Did I tell you I called the... I didn't call 911, but I called the fire department Saturday night.
For what?
Did I tell you this? Well, we had a chirpy in the basement. Chirp, chirp, chirp.
Like a smoke detector?
Well, my son said, God, there's something beeping down here. Please make it stop. And so we went downstairs and looked and looked and looked. And you know how hard it is to find which one is doing that. So we found it. It was a carbon monoxide detector that was in the storage room that was just laying on the tool unit. And I brought it upstairs and made a mental note. This was like last Friday, to replace the batteries.
Okay.
My daughter calls me the next day and says, hey, I just left the house, you know, put the dog away. But FYI, there's like a chirping thing upstairs. And I said, what do you mean upstairs? And
I thought
she
it was
said,
downstairs.
It's the carbon monoxide detector on the wall in the off the living room.
Oh.
So now, and follow me here, two carbon monoxide detectors chirping on two different floors less than 24 hours apart. So I...
Wait, before you continue, let me just ask you two questions, and then I'm not going to ruin the story.
There's no way.
Well, did you buy the carbon monoxide detectors at the same time?
No. They looked different. I don't think we did.
Do you change the batteries at the same time every year? Just ask him.
I think when we fall forward or back or something, we do.
Continue along.
But this is a one in a billion thing that they would both start chirping 24 hours apart. So I text Joe, we're all about to die, keep the children out of the house. But I have a bridal shower for a friend of mine, and I wasn't about to miss that. So I just cleared the house out. Nobody was in the house.
Right.
And I called Chris, and Chris says to me, and I quote, well, just go buy another one at Walmart. And I go, it's colorless and odorless. We're all about to die. This is not a detector thing. There's two different ones going off. So I come home later. A friend helps me change the batteries out, and it's still chirping.
Okay. All right.
And then
there goes my theory.
Scott, I'm telling you, I dialed the non-emergency number. I felt terrible. It was like 11 o'clock. I'm like, hey, we've got two different carbon monoxide detectors chirping on two different floors in 24 hours. And God bless the Leawood Fire Department. One of them was in bed. I'm like, I'm so sorry. And they came. And right as they showed up...
You roused them from their sleep?
So I would not go to sleep and never wake up. Yeah.
Okay.
So I said to Chris, I'm getting a hotel. I go, it's odorless and colorless, and you just don't wake. Like, I don't joke around about this stuff. And the kids are out of the house.
I mean, it gives silent but deadly a new definition.
Correct.
Yeah.
So firefighters come in, and they have this, like, no, 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 no. They have, like, a wand.
What is it sound like?
It goes, no, 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 no. And I was just sure they were going to go down to the furnace and say, oh, my God, don't light a match. We're all about to die.
Right.
They go downstairs, and I follow them down, and I've got the detectors, and they go, no, 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 no. Yeah, we're not getting anything. I go, well, are you sure? So then they come upstairs. No, 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 no. Like, they look by the fireplace. Like, is there gas anywhere else in the house? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't think so.
Right.
I have never felt so dumb in my life. They said, well, while unusual, it appears that both of these, the shelf life on both of these is just.
So Chris was right. Just go to Walmart.
Okay.
And
but you know what? Like, you would have done that with two of them going off.
I would have thought they were malfunctioning, and I would have gone to the Roland Park Walmart and bought two more, yes.
Both together at the same time, 24 hours apart, on two different floors.
Dana, I can't explain the inexplicable, but it
sounds
like.
Yeah, that would have been your last thought before you never woke up again. I felt so bad. I was like, sorry, so sorry. And they're like, that's what we're here for. But I know he was thinking, don't wake me up again.
You know what they said as they drove off.
Well, then Chris walks in like he's some home improvement expert, which he's not.
Save it. We got to get to the news. I want to continue.
He's like, well, I told her just to go buy two more at Walmart.
Oh, he said that to the firefighters?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Calling you out.
He did call me out.
Yeah, he was. I told her the best
of advice. I told her I knew this was not a carbon monoxide incident.
It was not carbon monoxide. In fact, it was probably malfunction. And she would be best served if she went to Walmart. Let's get to the newsroom. We're at Bogey's, Windy City Pub in South Leawood. We'll be here till 6 o'clock this afternoon. Festus Friday coming your way in 30 minutes. Brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Carbon Perry. Right?
Yes, it is.
Carbon Perry.
We're at Bogey's, Windy City Pub in beautiful South Leawood. And to all the people, man, it's packed in here today. Thank you for coming out. God bless all of you, man.
Yes,
I mean it. God bless you all. Telephone number is 576-7798. You'll need that right after 5 o'clock because that is when we begin Festivus Friday and the airing of the grievances, which is brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
Did you see people are all in a tizzy today because Costco came out and said they're going to ban non-members from their food court, which I don't call that a food court. Like right when you walk in.
I honest to God, I have nothing against Costco. I've never been.
Right when you walk in. Really?
No.
Past the long customer service table, they have the best pizza. And it's like, what is it? Like $1.99. I mean, it's dirt cheap.
Their hot dogs are pretty good too.
Yeah, they have hot dogs. They have Sam. What else do they have? They've got like shakes.
Yeah,
or smoothies. I think
it's like a quick service little fast food thingy.
It's a very quick service, and
it's like a little Casey's inside of a Costco.
There you go. It's a very tiny Casey's. I mean, there's only like a handful of menu items. They've got little plastic tables right there,
okay.
And people are freaking out about this. And I wondered, Sam, if you're not a member, do you go in there to eat?
It's
not a destination restaurant.
Right. I've only ever been to that little window for food when I was with somebody who was a member and we were actually going to Costco. I've never just gone for a hot dog and then left.
I can't imagine when you're like talking to your significant other about your dinner plans. Now, what do you want to do?
Let's get a slice from Costco.
You want to run to Red Door? We could maybe stop by Windy City.
We could go to Red Lobster.
We could go to Red Lobster. We could run through McDonald's, or we could go to Costco. I mean, I don't know why people are mad at this, because it's got to be a very low percentage of people who who seek out the Costco food court as a destination.
Oh, okay, all right. Now, help me out, both of you, if you can. I've never been inside of a Costco. Again, I don't have anything wrong with Costco. I think they might even advertise on our radio station. Thank you, by the way, Costco. What a wonderful company you are. I've never been inside of a Sam's Club. Do you have to be a member to buy something in that store?
Oh, they stop you at the door.
Oh, yeah. Like you have to show identification.
Correct. It's you have like, a membership card, and they check it when you go in.
It's like $60 for the low-end membership for the year.
And you buy in bulk, right?
And you buy in bulk.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like the 80-pack of eggs.
I'm not trying to be – well, that's crazy. I'm not trying to be hoity-toity, and I don't think that that's lowbrow stuff. I'm just saying I've never been in one.
We have a membership, and we don't use it enough. I don't even know if I have an active membership. We just don't use it enough. The kids love it.
Is it really that much cheaper than a grocery store?
Well, if you have a large family and you're looking to buy, 36 rolls of toilet paper,
that's a lot of poop.
It does even out, I think, if you use it in an appropriate way. The problem is when I go, I just start grabbing crap off the shelves. I mean, it's not really... You have to be thoughtful about it to save, I think.
But it's not just a grocery store, right? I mean, like at Sam's Club, like they sell bicycles.
No, they have like
stuff,
office
right?
furniture. They have like,
They get you with the 60-inch flat screen that's on sale right when you walk in.
Right when you walk in, you see the TVs.
What a bragger.
Now I'll tell you this.
It says on the back of this Costco card, executive.
Executive member.
Sir, can I see your card? I'm not a regular member.
I'm an executive member.
That's the Costco
Get out
black
of my way.
Card.
I will tell you
it
this.
It is a black card, actually.
The pizza is amazing. The pizza is amazing, but it's the thing that you do on your way out. Like, you're there to buy $300 worth of mushrooms or whatever.
And then you just grab a slice of pizza.
And then
on your way out,
the kids are hungry, you grab the $1.99 pizza. I don't know of anyone in the world that specifically drives there to eat that doesn't shop at Costco.
Well, then why would they have a problem with non-members eating in their cafeteria?
Well, what they're saying is it's always required a membership, but they've just never checked until now.
Yeah, but people who are coming in to buy
like why pizza, why would you even check now? Are people sneaking in?
If you're not a member, and I'm not a member of either Sam's or Costco, but if I go into Costco, that's another $1.89 you didn't have before I walked in.
Well, but $1.89 is better than maybe $20 you would spend dining out, which I understand. I just don't know that this was such a big problem that we need to be addressing it.
I don't understand why you have to be a member.
Well, it's a membership-based place. It just is.
Yeah, but I mean,
they pay great wages.
Good. I'm thrilled.
Great benefits.
But just open it up to everybody, and you're going to make twice as much money, right?
Am I missing
the boat here?
No, membership has its privileges.
At a country club?
Have I never told you about the time I went to Costco with my husband's card?
No, Dana, you and I, in all the years that we've been together, have never talked about Costco. So the answer to your story is no.
I went to check out. He's like, you have a membership. It was earlier on in the marriage.
So Chris bought you the Costco membership?
Yeah, because he was on it. And so one day the kids love Costco, so we went. And we go to check out, and she goes, can I see your ID? And I thought, well, that's weird. Like, I wasn't buying liquor or, So I gave her my ID, and she looks at me, and she goes, that's not the name we have on file for the woman on the membership.
Oh, my God. Was it his ex-wife?
Oh, that's priceless.
Oh, Samuel Stevie. Here's what I remember about that day. I had a cart full of just over the top. We had been there an hour. I was done.
You had steaks.
I didn't want to be there anymore. And I had a birthday cake. We were late for a party. One of the kids was turning whatever. And we were there to pick up a birthday cake. And when she said that to me, I knew immediately what she meant.
That's so good.
And she's like, so here's the deal. You can go over to customer service. I need to keep your cart here. You can go over to customer service and stand in that line and then pay them the $100 or whatever it was for his membership. you know, but you need to bring, you know, verifying forms of identification. And this was not his fault, but every woman listening knows.
Well, it most certainly was. He didn't take the ex off and put the new wife on.
I was like, I'm going to kill you.
That tells you how often he used that card.
It was worse than the credit card decline. Because there's people behind me thinking, well, who does this floozy think she is using his Costco membership?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm sorry. I go, I'm his wife. And she's like, yeah, that's not the name we have on file.
Not here, you're not.
This was like 5 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Just like to say again, it's not his fault. But when you have a lifestyle change, there are certain things you have to change, like your Social Security card, your life insurance,
and your Costco membership information. When do you change your Social Security card?
When, as a woman, your name changes.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. You're thinking as a woman. I'm thinking as a man.
Yeah, just add it. Yeah. See, that's usually
misogynist.
How you're doing.
Imagine that.
Here's a novel idea. Become a man, and you don't have to change
your
name.
No, I never had to change my name before. Tell me more about that.
Okay.
See, there's his privilege. Every day he drops it. He doesn't even mean to drop it, but it always works its way into the show.
Oh, man.
Shame on you.
It's so hard to be Scott Parks.
It's so hard. So hard.
I'm sorry I was born with a... and that I don't have to change my name.
Kelly doesn't either.
Yeah, women don't have to change their names.
She better.
You could take Kelly's name.
What'd you just say?
He said you could take her name. It's
Sam,
just, I think...
5 minutes, time out.
The laundry list of things women have to do when there is a name change, you don't think about things like the Costco membership, but it'll bite you. It'll bite you if you don't.
Just think that's so classic.
You'll be there with a cart full of groceries.
How old was the woman behind the... Please tell me she was 18.
Oh, 25.
And for her just to hand you that card back...
Decline.
And say, I'm sorry, ma'am, but that's not the name on the card.
You know they have to have like some level of sensitivity training for these situations,
no, they don't.
Right?
No, they don't.
They probably teach
your
that.
Name is not on the card. You may show yourself to the door.
Can I get some pizza?
No! Gotcha. Because you know what? You're not a member. Get out. Dude, I bet you... Were you like ready to crawl inside your own skin?
I was breathing fire. Fire.
That's a great story.
Chris was like, well, I didn't know.
You didn't know that you were divorced and got a new wife?
Mrs. Katz, yeah. Did you change your first name?
He didn't know he had to inform Costco. I mean, it's just one of the it's one of the laundry list of things you're supposed to do.
Oh, when
you're
married. Kansas City's anchorman and everybody knows who you are, they just change it for you when they hear about it on the radio.
Oh, bless his heart. It was so not his fault. We laugh about it now.
Did we laugh about it then?
We did not.
Oh, man. I would pay money to be that 25-year-old woman who had to hand you that card back.
Some floozy came in here saying she was Chris Katz's wife.
Listen, this broad. She thought she was Chris Katz's
wife.
And she
tried to buy pizza.
And she said, I'm Chris Katz's wife. And I said, no, you're not. That's great. We're at Bogey's Windy City Pub in South Leawood, 133rd and State Line. Be an honor and a privilege to spend this Friday afternoon with you. We're going to do Festivus Friday coming up right after 5 o'clock. So remember the number, because I say it every day, all the time. 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III, Rebecca Crockett. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings his sad song.
I got a funny feeling we're going to be back. We're at Bogey's, Windy City Pub in South Leawood. And thank all of you for coming out. And God bless all of you. I really mean that. Thank you so much. Seriously. Yeah. Story here from Channel 9. Leave it to Chiefs Kingdom to create a traffic jam in rural Missouri. Chiefs fans lined up Wednesday for a chance to get limited edition bottles of chocolate cherry milk
Yeah, this was the traffic jam.
At the Chateau Farms store near Osborne, Missouri.
So we talked about this. The jam was Wednesday.
Yeah.
Today, it was in stores and overnight. Did you see the line?
Well, it says here they made 18,000 bottles.
But, Scott, they showed a photo on Channel 9 last night. Well, I should say video. I took a photo of it. Of the line at a grocery store, and I don't know which one, to get a small limited edition bottle of this milk. And the line had to have been 200 people deep.
No.
Here's what I don't understand. You know, I bought the little Coca-Cola can that said Chiefs World Champions because that you can have that for the rest of your life. This is milk.
Yeah, it's got a shelf life.
Well, it's not even a shelf life. It's a fridge life, and even then it's not that long.
Mm-hmm.
So it
I'm telling you
I guess unless you keep the bottle and you put confetti in the bottle.
Sure. Well, I mean, you don't have to open it. Not that it's not going to
get... Oh,
I'm not saying it's not going to go bad.
Like pudding in 3 weeks.
Well,
it'd eventually turn into cheese, wouldn't it?
Have you ever...
So gross.
Have you... What's it called? Is it called curdled milk?
I don't want to talk about curdled milk.
There was one night, or one morning, I was making breakfast for my... It was like 4 years ago or something. I was going to make pancakes, you know, and I need a cup of milk. I ran down to the gas station at the corner, and I got out some milk, and I checked the date. And, you know, I still had like a week and a half to go before it was expired or whatever.
I don't want to hear this story.
I get home, and, I put the Aunt Jemima batter in there and the egg, and then I go to pour the milk, and it came out in lumps.
Like Greek yogurt.
Yes.
Yeah.
It looked like somebody had taken a big thing of cottage cheese and, like, shoved it into the milk.
Gross.
I'd never seen curdled milk before.
You know I don't drink milk ever under any circumstance.
Oh, why? I love it.
Never.
Oh, it's very high in protein.
Because it completely grosses me out.
Milk?
And Chris will come home and pour this enormous glass, and I'm like, bleh.
Milk is delicious.
What? Yeah, milk.
I hate
is
milk.
Now I'm
the
with
kids
Dana.
Will leave it sitting
grosses
in a cereal
out.
Bowl. Oh, it grosses me out.
What
you know, we're
it?
The only species ever that drinks another animal's milk. No one else does it.
So? That's not true. I've milk for Stella. She drinks it.
Okay. That's weird.
Also not good.
We're also the only species that does a lot of things.
I hate milk, but I love cottage cheese.
We're the only species that wears clothes, drives cars.
Which I get
says
is
bad
weird.
Words. Wipes.
I like cheese. I like cottage cheese. I like yogurt. I cannot stand milk. Isn't that weird?
What do you have with your cereal?
I don't eat cereal because I can't stand milk.
I drink almond milk.
Do you drink coffee?
Yeah.
Do you put milk in your coffee?
I put creamer in my coffee.
What do you think it is?
Well, it's like, I don't know, flavored creamer.
No,
thick
Dana,
milk.
That's milk.
It's just a dash.
That's milk.
Ugh.
Did something happen?
I think when I was little, I remember smelling the cap, and my mom would say, it's not sour, it's just that the cap smells sour. And then after that, I was like, I'm out.
Wait. Your parents were so poor, they served you sour milk?
I never thought of it that way, but
only
that's probably
kind of. It was only kind of sour.
It wasn't chunky yet, okay? It was still
just
liquid.
Just grab a spoon and drink it.
Just take the chunks out. Don't eat the chunks.
That's why we have the strainer, honey.
So gross.
God, did they pour milk. The milk under your cereal through a colander?
Yeah. Just like, there's plenty of good stuff in here.
Mom, I thought that was for spaghetti. No, it's for milk, honey.
What's left is cottage cheese.
That's so gross.
Dan Weinbaum says the store for the long line with the Chiefs milk was the Hy-Vee in Liberty. You all are crazy for the Chiefs.
Because
I would not stand in a line like that to meet Brad Pitt.
No.
Well, maybe I would.
I've learned in the last couple, 3 weeks since the Super Bowl, you slap a Chiefs logo on it, somebody's going to buy it. I mean, this town, and I'm thrilled for him, and I understand why.
Don't you remember after we won the World Series, I said I draw the line at wipes with the Royals on it? They had at the checkout counter, okay? You could buy, like, the beaded necklace, you know, for the Royals. You could buy, like, the commemorative magazines.
Yeah.
And then they had limited edition wipes.
Like
hand sanitizer, like, but
Huggies
also
wipes?
Like wipes.
You would wipe
with
your
the
baby?
Royals logo on it. And I took a picture of it and I put it on Twitter. And I said, all right, look, I love the Royals. I'm thrilled they won the World Series.
Like when your kid's riding dirty in the back seat, those kind of wipes?
Do we really need to be bringing the Royals into a bathroom in commemorative packaging?
Takes raised royal to a whole new meaning.
It kind of did.
Wow.
But you're right. I mean, they're making money, Scott.
Well, and you know Chateau had to pay the Chiefs a huge amount of money.
It's good
because
milk.
You can't
and I don't drink milk.
What do you mean it's a good milk? You haven't even had it.
My children are obsessed because it's, you know, it's candy in a cup. It's very, very good.
Mm.
You not have the root beer, the strawberry?
No.
Root beer's the bomb.
They go nuts.
Root beer milk?
Yeah.
Oh, it's delicious.
Your
it tastes like a root beer
go
float.
Nuts. It tastes like a root beer float.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
So I've been told.
Yeah. Hey, Festivus Friday is next. Get in early. Yeah. Yeah, you know what that means. It's 5 o'clock. Get in early at 576-7798. If you're here at the club, you can write down your grievance up front. Do we have the actual we're going to use these? Okay, that's fine. Just write your grievance down on the back of that thing right there. Sign your name so we can embarrass you on the radio. 576-7798. Festivus Friday is next. It is brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.